caught up in all this are the inmates, but also prison staff, guards, doctors, and nurses who are left staring at the problem.
You're making decisions about people's lives, and you're so under pressure and you're so rushed. So the balance between meeting that needs of the patient and being able to provide the care to everyone is a level of stress that it's a heavy weight.
I'm meeting up with Jade Coupland, the prison nurse, and you might remember her from episode one. She's speaking to us as a union member.
Okay.
I just love supporting people. I think you see people at the worst moments of their life, and I love being there for them, being a little bit of positive.
She's been helping me understand what it's like behind the razor wire fences of New South Wales prisons.
An average day you come in the morning you get handover from the night shift staff. You'll be responsible for an area, and that would look like anywhere between 100 to 300 patients you're caring for.
And then the conversation turns.
You're standing with this patient in front of you. You have no idea what's happened to them.
Jade is talking about what it was like to see one of her patients die in custody.
And it might only be you and one other nurse. It might even only be you.
She doesn't go into much detail because it's a tough memory for her to revisit.
Especially the first time attending one was probably one of the hardest things to digest. It's not something that hits you straight away. It might be weeks, months, years later when it hits you.